Dave Moore on Today FM.
Rory, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. Can we still say that? I don't know.
I think it's illegal to say it now.
Okay,
but
okay. Yeah.
I'll let it pass this once, just this one time.
Yeah, well, listen, regardless, I hope your 2025 is going well. How about that? I'll just say that instead of the catchphrase.
All right. Well, so far, I haven't been hit by a truck or anything. And so far in 2025, that feels like a win.
It does feel like a win. Tell us about Riot, because Riot has been around for a little while. But in case someone's listening who's just heard the name, doesn't really know what's going on, What is Riot?
Riot is a show made, produced, all of that by This Is Pop Baby, the theatre group. And it's a little hard to describe, but it's like part theatre, part circus.
I'm glad you said circus, yeah.
Part acrobatics, part comedy, part music. Like it's like a giant, you know, you go in there and not for a single second is there not something happening all around you. It's a kind of a wild, fun ride, but at its heart, it has something serious to say about the state of the world and where we're going and what's happening, and in particular, the state of Ireland. Although it turned out that when we were touring internationally, that really translated to other places too.
Yes, it did. But
it's the kind of place that the show that will get you all fired up. Like a lot of it is you just like screaming, laughing because there's these nutty, crazy things or really impressive kind of acrobatic stuff going on. But it is also, it's pumping you up to change the world and to activate yourself to do things. So you come out of it really pumped. And it features lots of people that people will know from various other arts. So Emmett Kirwan has a lot of spoken word pieces. It is the Lords of Strut and their insane, ridiculous acrobatics. There's lots of live music. Panty Bliss is in it.
Panty does make appearances.
I feel like I'm up and over it, the kind of sort of nutty Irish dancing crew.
Look, you don't have to remember every single thing, but I suppose paint the picture to me, and I've seen it, but paint the picture is that, there, as you said, it's a feast. There's so much going on, but also underneath it is this, you know, this drive, this message.
Like hand on heart, nobody has ever gone to that show, and I can't think of a single person in the world that you couldn't bring to that show who would be bored for a single second. Like it's just constant, you know, go, noise, energy, and then occasionally it just gets really small and deadly serious for a moment.
That's brilliant.
So that about some...
I think it does very well.
But then what happened was, you know, shows have the kind of a lifespan.
Yep.
And especially a show this big where there's a lot of cast members and they all have their other things going on. So after a few years, you know, it was sort of put to bed. But then I think sometime last year, this Pop Baby, they started having conversations about, you know, what's going on in the world at the moment and maybe somehow a show. And they were like, you know, Riot still is incredibly relevant, maybe even more relevant now, the stuff it talks about and that, than it was, you know, back in 2018 or 19 or 20 even. So they contacted the cast and everyone was like, we would love to go back and do that again. So that is what is happening. So it's coming to Vickers Street in July
17th to the 20th.
There's only 4 nights and 5 shows or something like that.
Yeah, that might only be the beginning, though. I feel that there might be legs thereafter.
Who knows? With these things.
Yeah,
and tickets available from thisispopbaby.com or Ticketmaster.
Panty, you mentioned Panty will be going to Australia.
Yes, in like 2 weeks or something. And, you know, I walked to the studio here today and it's goddamn miserable. And, you know, I live in a building that has like 2 boilers in the basement.
Right.
And one of them has been on the fritz since October. So, like, I was waking up freezing cold this morning. I was thinking, oh my God, I cannot wait
2 weeks
to get out of here and spend 5 weeks in Australia. And by the time I come back at the beginning of March, the worst of this will be over.
It should be.
So, yeah, I'm off to Australia with my own regular solo show, If These Weeks Could Talk, to Australia and Auckland.
And Auckland, amazing. Oh, yeah. New Zealand is so on my book. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. At some point, I must get there.
Yeah, I've never been to New Zealand before. And a number of, you know, I've been to Australia many times at the show. And often, you know, the discussion is, about trying to get over to New Zealand as well. And for various reasons, you know, there's always a lot of balls in the air to make shows happen.
Of course.
But saying this time, yes, going to Auckland. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's
going to
be incredible. And again, if you could give the brief kind of If These Weeks Could Talk synopsis.
If These Weeks Could Talk. It's a comic and serious monologue from the perspective of Panty Bliss, about her world and our world and getting older and finding your place in the world. But there's also just a lot of really stupid, silly stories thrown in there too. Slightly salacious. You can bring your grandmother, but you might have to cover your ears on occasion. And I've actually been out on the road with this show for, I think, 2 years now.
Right.
So we've all, you know, I was in the US all last summer. And we've been to the UK and Ireland and that, so... Yeah.
Does the monologue remain... Is it rigid? Does it remain the same way? No, it doesn't. Free and...
One of the beautiful things about the kind of shows that I normally... Or my normal stock and trade is it's just me.
Yeah.
So as things change in the world or things go on... I can just change it.
Of course.
There's nobody waiting for a line from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a constant evolving thing. So I think if you saw this show in its first iteration, which was in The Abbey and the Peacock.
Yeah. 2 years.
And then you came and saw it now, you'd recognize the general
thrust of it. Yeah.
But, you know, lots of it would be different. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Right. Well, we will look forward to hearing how Australia and New Zealand go. I want to ask you, you can obviously categorically deny this. Are you going to be president?
Oh my God. You know,
you knew I had to ask.
I actually wasn't expecting that, but as you started to set that, oh my God, I know this is a bit, because it is mad how many people over the last week have asked me. Apparently, it's been discussed on radio or something.
I haven't heard any of it,
but like I went into the bar yesterday and one of our like long, long, long-term regular customers who was, you know, probably at the end of the bar, and he was like, come here to me. Are you running for the president? And... as I was said to him, no, because you have to be over 35 to run for the presidency.
Of course,
so that, that
rules me out. Right out.
Yeah,
for
so
at least another 10 years.
Not.
Right.
No. Could I live in that giant house in the park, you know, miles?
They don't have two boilers, one of which is on the fritz.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
True.
I'll say that.
I wouldn't mind living in the giant house with a butler and all of that. But no, I'm I wouldn't be able to keep my party hat off. You know,
That's fair enough.
I think it's funny that people are seriously asking me. But,
yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
So
okay.
You're safe.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I'm not. I think I'd vote for you. But anyway, I'm not allowed to say
that
either.
I'd be really good at the
speeches. You absolutely
part.
Would. The speech would be incredible.
Yeah.
The appearances.
You could sort of get two for the price of one, wouldn't
yeah.
you? Like, Panty could do the annual ICA, you know,
yes,
meetings.
Of course.
And Rory could do.
Who would walk out and shake hands with the players at the Aviva? Would it be Panty or would it be Rory? I think Panty, President Panty.
I think at the Aviva... if they lay down a little carpet for her heels,
yes,
I think Panty would look good. Yeah.
I would definitely love that. Dance with the Stars is on right now.
It is just back.
You had such a great time on that, I think, by looking
at
it.
I did, yeah.
And when you look at it now, are you looking back kind of, you know, in that way that soldiers remember war, or are you enjoying watching someone else going through it?
No, it's one of those experiences that, and I think 99% of people who've ever done it would say this, that it's a really great experience, but you don't necessarily want to go back and do it again. It's just interesting because I knew absolutely nothing about ballroom dancing before that. And you know, when you learn all the dances and all that, you know, I wouldn't come out and say that I can now ballroom dance.
Sure.
I can do those specific routines that I was taught, but that's about it. But what is really interesting is hanging out and spending all that time with the professional dancers. Because this is their world. They've been brought up in this world. They eat, sleep, drink it. And so it's very interesting to suddenly be in it.
Of course.
And to like learn, you know, the world that these people have grown up in and are sort of obsessed with and all that. So just from that aspect alone, it's very interesting to spend time in that world. But do I want to be going back? Absolutely
not.
Would
you watch it even?
If I remember it's on, but
it's okay.
I am a terrible, I'm disorganized and scatty and I'm always like, I have no idea. And then I get a text message from something saying, I can't believe Dennis did that.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh God.
It's on,
and
it's
I,
on.
Then
yeah,
I turn
yeah,
it
yeah.
on. But of course I'll always be supporting Dennis. So I try to then, you know, look up, if I have been a complete idiot and completely forgotten, I try to go and find his dances.
His
on
dances,
the,
yes.
The
okay, okay,
all that.
Okay. Well, brilliant. Listen, it was an amazing thing to have you on it and then to see it again this year. Coming back with so many more stars is great.
And I see the ratings for it are absolutely massive again.
Yeah, yes. Listen, this, people love
this,
it. They love
this
people dancing.
It turns out is absolutely really into sequins and... you know, and high glamour makeup. Like, who knew?
Well, that's why I think Panty for president. But anyway, we'll leave that. Very quickly, I've asked you lots of my final round, quick round questions before, but I think there's two I haven't asked you.
Oh.
One is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Well, it might come as a surprise to a lot of people, but one of my obsessions is Formula One.
Mm.
And this is a down period for Formula One.
It is.
So I wouldn't say that I'm obsessed with it this week, but as soon
in
as
the
season
sense,
kicks back
yeah,
in,
yeah.
I'll be screaming for papaya again and all of that. So that's kind of one of my things. But obviously, I have my few. I'm obsessed with, you know, the drag world and obsessed with Formula One.
I mean, there's something going hand in hand. Obviously.
They have a lot of things in common, I have to say.
They actually do, yes. Both highly flammable, for example. Yeah. And think back to when you were a kid. Who were the posters on your wall? Who did you have up there?
Well, Michael Jackson was my huge obsession when I was a kid. Mm. And you know, sometimes people, you know, they complain nowadays about young people and they don't know about anything and they're not interested in other things. And there's some truth to that. But I always think to myself, you know, when I was 14, if I had been able to go on an internet and read about and watch Michael Jackson all day, every day, I would have done that.
You would have done, yeah.
And I would never have, you know, watched The Late Late Show with my parents and be introduced to, I don't know, Tom Jones or whatever, the things my parents were into. You know, because I was so obsessed. Like, I remember begging my mother to go and buy me Time magazine because he was on the cover one time. That was a huge deal at the time. There's a pop star was on the cover. So back then, you really had to wait for these little drips of things about
join
your obsession.
A fan club or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas now, you can just sit in front of your laptop and digest Lady Gaga all day, every day, from beginning to end.
And find other people who are the same. Yeah.
And do nothing but talk about her and download images of her and watch her interviews and all of that stuff. So it is a different world. Mm-hmm. So I think I would have been exactly the same if I was a teenager now. So Michael Jackson was my big one. But I was also obsessed with, like, Charlie's Angels, the original TV series. You know, the $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman. Well, love the Bionic Woman. You know, I mean, I was pretty gay.
No matter what age, it was there. Yeah. Okay, brilliant selections. Well, look, we wish you the best with Riot. It'll be running in Vicar Street July 17th through the 20th. Please get your tickets and get them now because you do not want to be disappointed. And best of luck down under in the lovely weather.
Yes, my God, I'm so looking forward to that.
Well, enjoy it all, Rory. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.